Thanks for listening to today's AFWeb Audio. And don't forget, starting Monday, July 28th, we'll be bringing you daily print, audio, and video coverage from On Location at AirVenture 2008 in Oshkosh. If you're listening to this, chances are you already know the magic that flying can provide. Challenge Air is a Dallas-based organization that spreads the joy to young people who might never otherwise get the chance to sit in the left seat of a small aircraft. AFWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Challenge Air Executive Director Byron Laszlo about the program and the special fundraising event we're working on together at EAA AirVenture.
I think most people have heard of Challenge Air. Byron, why don't you give us a brief description of what it is you do and how you do it?
Thank you, Russ. Challenge Air program has been around since about 1993, and we're based out of Dallas, Texas, now with a West Coast office in Los Angeles. But the program is designed to empower and inspire children living with a variety of disabilities and life-threatening illnesses through a very cool aviation program. Part of what each child gets to do with Challenge Air is sit as a co-pilot in a small 4 to 6 feet aircraft, single-engine plane. We allow each child to take the controls and actually fly the plane. We want to show these children that by doing something this unique and this awesome, that the sky is the limit to whatever you want to accomplish. And the parents are in the back seat. They're all part of this whole learning process.
So who are the pilots? Where do the planes come from?
They're all volunteer pilots. We host what we call a fly day event. We do about 15 scheduled fly day events across the country, California to Fort Lauderdale and locations in between. So all the pilots are local to all the communities that we serve. And each event requires approximately 20 volunteer pilots, about 100 ground crew volunteers, and we will see approximately 100 children and their families attend each event.
Okay, well, everybody knows what's going on with the price of fuel and the general expense of flying. Some fundraising must be involved in this organization.
Each of the events has a program budget. However, the nature of the charity, as it relates to the flights, the pilots have to pay for all of their costs 100% out of their pocket. I can't have fuel paid for or donated, and it just has to do with the private pilot license versus a commercial status.
All right.
As far as compensation goes. So we're talking about some of the most generous, most kind-hearted people out there that are connected with wanting to help fulfill this mission.
But still, your organization has costs, and I understand you've got something going on at Oshkosh to help defray those.
Yes, we have a couple things going on. Our friends with the HRPA DC-3, the HRPA scale models, they have a DC-3 that attends the Oshkosh event every year, and on Tuesday of Oshkosh, I'm looking at my dates over here, Tuesday the 29th, we are going to draw winners to sit as passengers in the HRPA DC-3. We're also doing a live raffle for a left seat flight with the HRPA DC-3, and we're teaming up with AVWeb for this kind of festive party fundraiser. And we will be positioned at the Flying Magazine tent on Monday and Tuesday all during the day selling raffle tickets to win flights in the DC-3.
The flight in the DC-3 is a pretty special thing, and I understand there's going to be a special passenger on board, too.
A young man who's local to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, he is a friend of a family that we stay with in Oshkosh. The family just lost their daughter to a very rare disease. And Russ, honestly, I don't know the name of the disease. I'm having it emailed to me as we speak. It's a very, very rare disease. I think she was one of about 500 individuals in the world that have this condition. And it's a degenerative disease. She passed away this year. This young man, he's in his early 20s, has the same condition. It affects you physically. So I haven't met this young man yet. The girl that had it, when we met her years ago, she was walking and she ended up in a wheelchair before she passed. So this young man has the same condition. I'm familiar with the condition as it is physically. I don't know how degenerative it is for him right now, but I know he's got a lot of upper body strength. Cognitively, he's very, very smart, and we're going to let him fly this airplane a little bit.
We at AVWeb are certainly happy to help out. We're looking forward to the event. Thanks for your time today, Byron.
Well, thank you, Russ. And we can purchase tickets Monday and Tuesday, and then we're going to do the live auction with the HRPA DC-3 and AVWeb on Tuesday night for the left seat.
Byron Laszlo with Challenge Air. For breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com.